from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Prep Sports Nation with JB and Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, final segment of the show. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Man, that one right there. Woo, for 10 o'clock, 10:30, almost 11 o'clock at night, that got the juices flowing. A little ludicrous. Thank you for grabbing that for me, Sonny. That is, if you don't know, that was off of, what album was that by Luda? I can't remember the name of the album, but that was a song called Last of a Dying Breed featuring him and Lil Wayne. Theater of the Mind, yes. And there's another dope record on there with him and Nas called I Do It for Hip Hop. But that one right there, Last of a Dying Breed, oh my goodness. Anyway, I was working out today and I've been creating, like, over the last month or so, like these just different types of playlists. So I've got one that's called like Those Bops. So they're just really kind of, you know, they're hip hop records, but, you know, some records you've probably heard on the radio, more of your popular records, you know, in your clubbing days, you might have heard in the clubs, things of that nature. And then I've got one called Vibes. I have one called Those Bops, where it's kind of like R&B mid to up tempo tracks, you know, Neo. What's that song by Neo? You might hear some Neo on there. Do You, I think is the name of the song. You know, records like that. Anyway, and then today I started one, or really actually, I mean, it might have been a couple days ago, but I kind of really started diving into it today, called This Is Hip Hop. So it's records that are by artists that are popular, but like, they're more of like the deep album cuts, and they just go. And that is one that just goes. So that was, as I was working out today, I had to heard that thing, and I was like, my gosh, I forgot how hard this record hits. Anyway, final segment of the show coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Great conversation with head coach Shane Queen of the North Cobb Warriors. They're getting ready for a big matchup with McEachern on Friday. So you'll hear that conversation in just a minute. What I'm looking forward to this week, speaking of North Cobb, I mentioned earlier tonight in the show when we first got on, I'll actually be on the call alongside my good buddy Joel Hillsman. You're probably, if you've been listening to the show for a while, Joel always comes in during basketball season, and we do great recaps with him. He's all over, I mean, all over high school basketball here in Georgia. And really, you know, he knows it nationally, but he, when it comes down to coverage in Georgia, he's one of the best, and I love having him on to break things down. So he reached out to me. I'll have a chance to do my second game now because I got to do color analyst on the Corky Kale Classic right here on 92.9 The Game alongside Eric Slaughter for the North Gwinnett McEachern game. So now I'll be color analyst alongside Joel this Friday for the North Cobb McEachern game. So looking forward to that. Also looking forward to Saturday morning on our sister station, V103. I will start a new high school football show, high school sports show. No, they're not going to stop playing music. They're going to still play music, but we'll dive into rankings. I'll have some quick player highlights, coaches highlights, games of the week, all that kind of stuff, all mixed in with the music. So looking forward to that. And that begins this Saturday on V103. It'll be from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So you can catch me there. So if you want to kind of get a recap of, if say you didn't, you know, you just for whatever reason couldn't keep up with what was going on Friday night when it comes to high school football, you can tap in there Saturday mornings, and you'll be able to, you know, get a little rundown and hear a lot more with me. And again, that's V103, the high school sports show on V103, 8 to 10 Saturday morning. So that's the other thing I'm looking forward to. I may be in South Carolina on Saturday with family, so not sure if I'm going to get a chance to catch any volleyball or softball tournaments that are going to be taking place this weekend. And cross my cross-country folks, I'm going to probably have to catch you all more during the week because obviously 8 to 10 on Saturdays, most of you all will be by in that time frame. You're running. You're on the courses. So I'll probably have to catch a lot of you, you know, some of your meets on weekdays, which I know, you know, there's not too many of the larger meets on weekdays, but still, I'll still get out, cover you all, and highlight you all as well. Not going to be forgetting about y'all just because I'll be up there on Saturday morning. So looking forward to coming out and seeing you all and doing. Yo, Sonny, you should see me. You should see me trying to cover cross-country meets because I like to get, when I do the video portions of it, I like to try to get the student athletes at the different, some of the different parts of the course. So I have to make sure I put on running shoes, A, comfortable, short, sweats, whatever time, you know, depending on the temperature. And yeah, backpack on and everything, camera in hand, and I'm out there running to the different spots to make sure I can get, you know, good shots. It's rather funny. I get a good workout.
You don't mess around and get drafted, you keep doing that.
No. The way these wheels work, that's not happening. Real quick before we get to Coach Queen, got to give a shout out to my guy Pizzo. Don't know if he's still tapped in, but he was. Shot me a little note. Pizzo, appreciate you checking in, bro. Always love when I get to hear from you. So without further ado, Coach Shane Queen, North Cobb Warriors, getting ready for a big matchup. And here's my conversation with Coach.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Coach, congratulations. Obviously off to a great start to the season for you guys and your win in week one. Despite the weather, you all put on a great showing there. What jumped out to you in regards to how well you guys played on Friday?
Well, we were able to run the football very well. We scored on 7 of our 8 possessions, and on the 8th possession, we were going for it on 4th and 5, and we had a penalty, kind of self-inflicted one, and we got to do a better job of that. But I was pleased with the way we ran the football and very pleased how our kids responded to the weather. It seemed like that kind of motivated us a little bit, and you know, we found a way, and some teams find excuses. We could have aced it, but it was raining on both sides of the field, and our kids responded very well to it.
All right, and speaking of your run game, as you said, very successful night in that, and obviously you got to be proud of those guys up front on the O-line making their presence felt early in the game. Just talk about what you saw out of those guys.
Well, our offensive line, you know, that's what makes our offense go. I mean, we've got one of the, to me, the best offensive lines we've had since we've been here. It starts with Brandon Anderson up front. He's got multiple Power 5 offers. Probably our most improved and most consistent one is Jackson Oliver, the left guard. Our center, Josh Dahan, has played well, along with our right guard, Alex Kalev, and our left tackle, Isaiah Sykes. Rasby's got some offers as well. So we got a good push from those guys up front, and DeMar Madison Clay at tight end. Friday night, we were able to move bodies around, and you know as well as I do, when you run the football well, and it helps the defense coordinator out, and we don't have to be on the field as much defensively, and they were very powerful early on in the first, second quarter. You know, they were putting up points on us, so it was nice for us to be able to manage the clock and run the football.
All right, and that's actually going to lead to my next question, Coach. Spending time on the WadeFord.com hotline here with Coach Shane Queen, North Cobb Warriors football team, joining us on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As you just touched on, initially they were able to kind of go toe-to-toe with you guys until you guys took that 7-point lead just before halftime, and then your defense got stingy. What was the message to the guys on that side of the ball at the break?
Well, you know, your first couple games, you're playing some guys that hadn't played up under the lights before like that. And their offensive coordinator, I mean, their head coach was offensive coordinator for Collins Hill when they won the state championship a couple years ago. So they've got a great coaching staff, and they did some things that we weren't prepared for, went to some empty sets and threw the ball around, and the quarterback did a great job running the football, running quarterback draw. And, you know, they were moving the football on us. The biggest thing that I felt like on our side, though, we had some blown coverages, and our kids worked too hard, our coaches worked too hard to, you know, have self-inflicted wounds like that. And we've got to get that fixed this week. We've worked hard in the film room to correct those things. And we can, you know, you can't go on a 12-play or 10-play, 85-yard drive and then give up a deep ball on the first play and let them right back in it on an 80-yard touchdown. You know, you got to make teams drive the field in high school football, because a lot of times they're going to make mistakes. And we got to keep from giving up the big play, and that's starting going into this next game. Keithern's very talented. They're one of the most talented teams in the state. Coach Reed's doing a good job over there getting that program back to this, what they're used to, winning football games and, you know, making the playoffs last year. So we've got our work cut out for us again. Again, it's on Friday nights. You can't give up the big plays. You got to tackle well, got to play stingy defense, and hopefully we can run the football enough to keep their studs off the field on offense.
And I was going to say, speaking of their studs, you know, obviously quarterback Zaylen Bell and running back Jerrion Campbell, what do you got to do to stop them, slow them down? You know, what did you notice if you got a chance to watch film from week one on them as far as any weakness?
Just like us, made some mistakes. That, you know, football is a crazy game where I don't care what the score is, what happens. You can usually come down to 4 or 5 plays. If you make the plays and the other team don't, you got a much better chance of winning. And, you know, going back to that game, a turnover here, you know, a false start here, a holding penalty here, dropping a touchdown pass. I saw him drop one late in the game. And I think North Gwinnett had a scoop and score late in the game. If they don't make those mistakes, you know, it's a whole different ball game. So I'm sure Coach Reed is preaching the same thing to his kids. We got to cut out the self-inflicted wounds, and we got to play, complimentary football. Like the other night, I thought our defense wasn't playing well at times, but our offense picked us up. Some nights the offense isn't going to drive the ball, and the defense got to do something to spark the game. And, you know, that's what we've got to do this Friday night. We've got to gang tackle the running backs. You know, Campbell is a hoss. He's been offered by everybody in the country, and he's got a target on his back because everybody knows what he can do. So their offensive line is big and huge. Defensive line is huge. And, you know, we've got our work cut out for us. Much respect to what they're doing over there. And, they do a great job, so we've got our hands full.
All right, and just defensively, who are some of the guys that you kind of leaning on as far as, you know, stepping up, being leaders, being those vocal leaders for you guys to help you guys do what you want to get accomplished on that side of the ball?
Well, you know, our spark plug on defense is Cooper Negron, our middle linebacker in the scrimmage game a couple weekends ago. He had 16 tackles, had 4 tackles for losses, 2 sacks. He's just got a motor. He never quits. He's not going to be the fastest athlete or the biggest athlete on the field, but, man, he makes you love high school football, and that's what it's all about. Our front, Cam Collins, Dom Moody, Bryce Wilson had a big game for us at defensive end. He was our defensive player of the week. And then we've got also Orlando Wilson, who had 7 sacks last year for us. Jason Greer, an inside linebacker. Jace Caldwell played well at outside linebacker. And then our secondary, Jamari Major, Miles Butler, and Sincere Cyril. We got a freshman back there, Aziz Helms. And then, you know, Dylan Womack, who, you know, came to us from McEachern. So we've got a young man that's back there that's from McEachern. I'm sure they're going to, you know, be playing their best football to try to beat him, you know, but we were fortunate to get him over here. But at the same time, it's going to come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes, who don't turn the ball over, who plays inspired football. And, you know, I thought our kids did that Friday night. And, you know, a lot of times they say your best improved performance is after that first week. You show more growth after that first game, and I'm sure Coach Reed feels the same way. We've got to get better to reach our goals for the season, and I'm sure they do too.
All right, last one before I let you go, Coach. Spending time with Coach Shane Queen, head coach of the North Cobb Warriors football team. Talk about the leadership of Nick Grimstead for you at quarterback, Coach. Obviously, like you said, that weather played a role, but he kept his poise throughout the night.
Yes, sir. He's a 3-year starter. You know, the game started to slow down for him because we were able to run the football. He's a very selfless player. He rushed for 153 yards on like 14 carries and had 3 touchdowns. You know, most quarterbacks get caught up in their throwing stats, and Nick just wants to win football games. And we were able to, you know, create some gaps up front and open the run game for the quarterback. And, you know, we only threw the ball 10 times Friday night. And some guys get caught up into that, get caught up in stats, but he's just a winner, and he wants to win the game, like I said, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to do that.
Awesome. Well, Coach, thank you for your time, and looking forward to seeing you guys in action Friday night when you line up against McEachern.
Yes, sir. Good luck to them. Stay healthy and go Warriors.
All right, there it is. Coach Shane Queen, head coach of the North Cobb Warriors. And that is, I'm telling you, it's going to be a really good game. As you heard him talk about the offensive power there of Bell and Campbell for McEachern. You know what? I'm just expecting some excitement. I never like to get into predictions on high school sports because it's just, I don't know. For those that do it, cool. I just don't because I love watching all these kids compete. So I don't want to like be like, oh, I think they're going to. And I tried that before. And just didn't come off right. Didn't feel right. Anyway.
Takes away from that purity you were talking about earlier.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go out and enjoy and, you know. Hats off to the winner and, you know, get them back, you know, get at it again the next day to whoever takes the, you know, has to take the L. So, all right, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you to Coach Queen as well as Naomi Hackett, Coach Sutherland of Lovett, Ryan Hall of North Gwinnett for allowing me to catch up with them as well. We'll do it again next week. Let me look at this schedule and make sure ain't no play-by-play because, you know, United, they be trying to, like, you know, they be trying to throw their little myself around and get all in my mix. No, we're back next Wednesday. So we'll do it again, man. This has been fun. I am Damian Dede Lewis at the D Lewis Real. And this is Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.